Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. And Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, has just returned from Ukraine. So we turn to Ukraine. But the story is in Moscow, not in Kyiv, because of the kidnapping, abduction, brutality towards a young journalist for the Wall Street Journal, Gershkovich. I mention this because it comes upon news from Petersburg, and there's no good reporting here. I just have what the Telegraph tells me. The Russians are claiming a young woman was tricked or participated in or was recruited by Ukrainians, take your choice, to participate in what appears to be, the Russians claim, an assassination of their journalist, blogger, mill blogger, Tartarsky. I can't solve the Tartarsky, but I can say that Gershkovich is a journalist for a distinguished media representative that Mary once participated in for the solar system. All sovereignties, to my knowledge, have called for Russia to release Gershkovich immediately, to apologize to him. This is pure Cold War, grabbing someone else in order to make a provocation or a point. Mary, I mentioned the assassination of Tartarsky because, as you commented to me ironically earlier, assassination is Putin's skill. And this might be the killing of Tartarsky. We can't rule out the fact that it was a Russian operation. In some fashion, who knows? We can't penetrate their thinking. They're running a ruinous war for the people of Russia. The grabbing of Gershkovich, everybody's condemned it. What is your measure of Putin? Does he get what he wants with attention, or will he be obliged to release Gershkovich?
Putin has practiced hostage diplomacy for many, many years, just like his compatriots in Beijing and Pyongyang. So it's a travesty that Evan Gershkovich has been detained. He should be released immediately. You're right to say that Putin engaged in assassination attempts and successful attempts, rather, against his critics. Recall Anna Politkovskaya, the Russian reporter for Novaya Gazeta. Back in 2006, she was shot point-blank range in her elevator building. Boris Berezovsky, 2013, he was found hanging in his ex-wife's bathroom in Berkshire in the UK. Boris Nemtsov, 2015, he was shot in the back of the head in the middle of Moscow. So there are many victims of Vladimir Putin. And remember, too, that he came to power on the back of apartment bombings that killed hundreds of civilians in Russia. And there's a lot of evidence there that he was behind those bombings. As for the Wall Street Journal reporter, you know, the U.S. Administration has been great rhetorically. President Biden has called for his immediate release. Secretary of State Blinken put out a very good statement. They're reportedly in close cooperation with Evan's family. That's all very good, but they're not doing all that they can. What they could do is they could start to eject Russian journalists from the United States. They could start to, seize the properties of Russian quote unquote media outlets, i.e., propaganda stations in the United States or in the jurisdiction of our allies, like the UK. I'm recalling an incident during the Trump years when we expelled Russians in joint exercises with our UK partners. We can start to play hardball here because I think part of the reason why Putin feels empowered to grab someone like a prominent foreign correspondent from the United States is because we did a trade for a WNBA basketball star and released a Russian arms dealer in exchange. We showed that we were willing to deal. And so there's probably somebody else that Putin would, you know, like to get out of prison in the United States. And so he simply just grabs another American. But it puts every single American living in Russia at risk. And I think that the president should make a stronger statement and go on air and say, if you're American living there, you know, and you choose to stay, we can't help you. You know, you need to leave, and you need to leave right now.
This hostility, Mary, maybe it's because there's a stalemate in the battlefield. It's not just about Donbass anymore. It's about Putin declaring that he's a target of NATO, a target of the U.S. He's personalizing it, Mary. Does that alarm you? We've got 30 seconds.
It's no surprise. He was a KGB man by profession. They're paranoid people. He has a right to be paranoid. I mean, he rules through a web of corruption and influence peddling and, you know, sheer intellectual kind of savvy. But he doesn't have a democratic mandate. I'm sure there are a lot of people out in his inner circle who are very upset at this war and the fact that it is running down the bank accounts of oligarchs around him. So who knows why he grabbed the guy ultimately. He could have grabbed him just because he thinks it's a funny, fun thing to do and he can toy with President Biden. He could think that way. But, you know, my concern is with, you know, Evan Gershkovitz and his life, his health. And I would just hope that the Biden team is thinking more broadly about getting tougher on Moscow, getting tougher on the organs of Putin's influence, especially here in the United States, and that they're going to take some action to push back and to show that they're not to be trifled with. And they got to let this guy out and let him out now.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.